So Gary McDade looking at the quarterfinals now of the Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure Donegal Senior Championship. Kilcare, Killybegs, Glenties, Glenfin, Gweedore, Bundoran, Milford against St Unans. I suppose we'll start with the defending champions. Mervyn O'Donnell will be quite happy with that draw, I'm sure.
Aye, it will be. You know, like I said, listen, Gweedore topped the group, you know, came out of the group of death. You can't ask no more. And it's probably, I was thinking back there, you know, when the draw happened last year, Gweedore came out of the group, hadn't had a lot of high scores, so they hadn't, and then suddenly they got into life in the quarterfinal against Bundoran and got an unmerciful high scoring, 6-18 or something, so it was. And now Bundoran had a high score themselves, but I think Bundoran have matured a lot as a team since that last year. You know, they're physically strong, they've a lot more organisation in them now. I mean, like, they got beat by Kilcare last week by 7 points, and whereas earlier in the year Kilcare beat them, you know, by 19 points in the league. So I don't think it'll be as one-sided as it was last year, but you would still think that Gweedore will have enough.
Yeah, Kilcare against Killybegs. Kilcare seen by many as favourites. That's a big derby clash there. That's going to be a very interesting one, so it is.
Yeah, it's going to be tasty, so it is. I don't think Ed Byrne had the draw rigged on me. No, he didn't have it rigged on me, so he did when you saw that draw coming out, and it'd be interesting now where that game goes because it could draw big crowds. A long time since those two clubs would have met in knockout championship. So listen, it's going to be Kilcare. You know, they've come through, they're unbeaten since June in the Gaelic Championship, so they are. And you have Killybegs now, they're coming now, like they have a very young side. Hugh McFadden's, you know, the backbone there, but they have a great under 21 team this year, so they haven't. They're probably between under 21s and under 22, under 23 players. Yeah. I think it's just going to be a year or two too soon for them, for Oisín. But listen, I would always be slagging Hugh and Owen Ballinas and them not be too long till they're climbing the steps off McCool Park again. Of course, then it'll be tasty along the sideline as well. You have Rory Keller coming back, who would have been involved with Kilcare in the past and now coaching Killybegs, so listen, there's going to be a lot of neutrals watching that one.
Yeah, there's going to be some buzz up that end of the county for the next lock of days in the lead up to it.
Yeah, and of course you have the Kilcare people, you know, shopping in Killybegs and what have you, you know, and there's a bit of family ties in both clubs and everything, so it's, and of course, and you have relations, you like Sir Hugh being related to Ryan the McHughes and that, so it is as well.
Yeah, as we're down to Bridge today, we've seen St Unans get the draw that they needed against St Michael's to go through. Milford lost out here against Glenswally, but ahead of that game they'd already sorted top spot in the group. Will Unans be happy with the draw against Milford?
When you look at who they could have got Gweedore, Glenties or Kilcare, Oisín, so they'll be absolutely delighted, and probably with the way things went for them the day down in the Bridge as well, with losing Rory Carr, who I want to wish him well on his recovery. He's just been so unfortunate, so he has, like, I know him well from coaching him the whole way through the college, and he's going to be a big loss to him now. But I thought it was good the day that they brought Conal Dunne on, so it was, I think it was the old dog for the hard road, so it wasn't, he's got lots of experience there, and you can nearly feel that he'll come in a bit earlier next year, possibly even start Swaywell, and to have his experience, they'll need it next day because they're not going to have Rory Kavanagh, you know, red card today, but they're probably thinking, right, that's as good a draw as we could have got here. It's probably the one game we might be able to do without Rory Kavanagh and get him back for a semi-final.
Was it the draw that Milford wanted to avoid?
Definitely, when you look at it, because St Gudens were the big name team in there, they could have Killybegs, Glenfin or Bundoran, which they probably would have felt it would have been a more 50-50 game after that there. Listen, it'll be interesting to see how it goes. If they picked up any Knox or Niggles here today, they played most of their first team, the majority of the first team out there today, so Luke Barrett seemed to go off carrying a Knock or Niggle there, so it'll be a pity just if they don't have their full team available next weekend, because it's the first time in the quarterfinal and they want to give it everything they can against Union, so hopefully they're not missing anyone.
Yeah, one other tie. Glenties taking on Glenfin. Your thoughts on that?
Aye, listen, local derby again. You know, neighbours right beside each other. That's great. The first two games came out of the hats with Kilcare and Killybegs and Glenties and Glenfin. Two derbies, so it'll be draw lots of the crowds from both parishes and the neutrals as well. So Glenties will be happy enough. So they will, I can imagine, huge for Glenfin. Won the intermediate last year to come up then and qualify from the group, like, they'll be just delighted to make the last eight.
Just finally then, it's well positioned, is it, for the big four?
Aye, it is. Listen, it's hard to look past Kilcare, Glenties, Gweedore and St Unans, you know what I mean? There it really is, the bookies, all of them as favourites, and the bookies are rarely wrong, Oisín.
Okay, thanks Gary.
Okay, no worries, all the best.